Today on Compassion Radio with Bram Floria, we're going to dip into the archives and listen to a chat that the late, great Norm Nelson had with a good friend of the ministry, Jeremy Reynolds, who himself has recently gone home to be with the Lord. I'm Frank Montenegro, and I'm extremely honored to bring you part two of that look back. Here's Bram to start things off.
Friends, it's good to celebrate God's great saints. We all have something special to offer the kingdom, and we should never shy away from the thing that we know God is calling us to do, even when others seem to be so much more talented or equipped for the task. We are the stewards of the talents the Lord gave to us. Nothing more and nothing less. If we think about it, though, we also have very special saints that have influenced us in some special way. Maybe they've encouraged us at just the right moment. Maybe they've shown, by consistent and quiet example, the right path, the path we're on today. Then there are others who are real trailblazers, the kind of people who on the surface don't seem to have much to offer, but are ablaze with some inner fire that just seems unstoppable. We talk about all these kinds of people on Compassion Radio because together they're changing the world, for good and forever. In fact, you are probably one of those kinds of people without even realizing it. Today is part two of a powerful look back and tribute to our dear friend Dr. Jeremy Reynolds, the founder and director of Joy Junction in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It really makes no sense how he ended up there, except that God had a plan. How did a spiritual wanderer and rudderless young man from England end up literally and spiritually saving the lives of thousands in the streets of America's Southwest? Well, that's a powerful story, and Norm picks up that story today. Both Norm and Jeremy have now gone home, really home. And I'm sure they're catching up in lively style, just like always. Some stories are eternal and leave a lasting legacy. Let's get to that story now.
Okay, our guest on Compassion Radio, he's been with us before, so this is a return visit. Dr. Jeremy Reynolds, the founder of Joy Junction, a very special ministry in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jeremy, welcome back to Compassion Radio.
Yeah, it's good to be back with you. It's been a while, too long, but very good to be back with you. I'm happy you're willing to have me back on the air.
You know, it's your 30th anniversary. I'd like to talk about that. When did you celebrate it, and how did it go?
Just a few weeks ago. And you know what's amazing, Norm, is that, you know, it was a small time. We used to like a small event with some of our friends, you know, helpers, people who have prayed with us throughout the years. And even a few days, a few weeks prior to that, it just, even though it was 30 years and maybe like a month, it just seemed like the other day that I was walking up the drive to what was in a whole bunch of vacant land with empty buildings before we became a reality, thinking, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we had a shelter, a mission that could take care of the entire homeless family, not just splitting up husbands and wives and kids at one of the worst points in time in their entire lives, but somewhere where the whole family at a horribly difficult time in their life could stay together as a family unit. So mid-86, that's when JJ, as we acronym myself, was born. And just those last 30 years, lots of ups, lots of downs. But just to think of all the lives, all the women, families, boys and girls, kids that have passed through our doors, and only heaven will tell the amazing things that God has done in their lives as they have passed through our ministry doors.
You know, Jeremy, we accessed a wonderful article about Joy Junction and about the anniversary. At the top of the page that we printed out from that article, there's a line that I want to ask you about. I think it's a good lead-in to our conversation. In quotes, the line is, "We couldn't survive without Joy Junction." My question, Jeremy, is this: who are the we in that headline?
You know what, Norm, the we, this is a husband, wife, and kids, and the we are the many women, families, boys, and girls in general, as well as this particular husband, wife, and kids, that just need a place to stay in a very difficult time in their life. And I think what happened, Norm, is, you know, a lot of missions, again, no criticism intended, but a lot of missions around the country, because of lack of space, lack of willingness to accommodate, don't allow the family, or can't allow maybe, for lack of space to stay together as a family unit. So sometimes these families would end up staying outside and sort of negating a place to stay, just because understandably they don't want to be split up, you know, as a family unit or as a husband and wife. And so they probably wouldn't have survived without us. And so they said some very kind things. But I'm just grateful, Norm, that, you know, it's so funny. Before Albuquerque, I had a ministry in Santa Fe, much smaller ministry from 82 through 86. I had 4 days off in 4 years, got two front teeth punched out by a drunk. And here's what I did, Norm. You may have done this before. Never tell God never. I made the mistake of telling God. We ask him, we beseech him, we pray, but never tell him never. I say, God, anything except start another ministry. I want to do something easy. You know, like be a pastor, like, you know, maybe, you know, a radio host, right? And never tell God never, because I took a couple of months off, had some ministry from some friends, and God soon showed me that he wasn't through with my ministry with the homeless and the needy yet. And a few months later, this ministry was born, and I remember thinking, oh, I'll just do this for a few years. I'll go on to some other thing. Because 30 years later, that some other thing has become the calling of my life.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Here's a word from Bram Floria.
Hi, friends. Summer can be an amazing time of adventure and discovery. But when you work in ministry, summer also represents something else, a real financial challenge. Now, we're not unique in that respect. Sustaining giving tends to drop in the summer months, and since we're a 100% listener-supported radio ministry, that means we have to pray hard, stretch our faith, and let our friends know the need. If you've ever been inspired by anything you've heard on Compassion Radio over the past weeks and months, we need to hear from you right away. We need to know that you're praying for us and supporting this one-of-a-kind media ministry. Let us know how much we've meant to you and help us meet our goals for outreach and special projects. You can do that with your gift today. Thanks so much. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
If you'd like to support Compassion Radio, call 800-868-2478 right now or go to CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478. Or CompassionRadio.com. If you'd like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word compassion to 53445. That's the word compassion to 53445. You can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Praise.
now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Did you ever imagine that you would be in a place called Albuquerque, New Mexico? What is the need, the special attraction to, I guess we could use the word clientele that you serve, that you minister to? Why Albuquerque?
What was funny, Norm, is that, you know, when I was homeless back in the early 80s, I was on the border of Texas and New Mexico. I remember seeing, as I was hitchhiking, I remember seeing all these cars, you know, flashing by me. I was thinking, New Mexico? Where the heck is that? Of course, there have been several incidences over the years where people seem totally incapable of remembering that New Mexico, friends, is part of the United States, a national airline. Made that mistake last week. Some of our listeners may have heard it. When somebody was speaking about going from Philly to Albuquerque, Albuquerque to Philly, they said, well, you're going to need your passport, sir, for international travel. Because they thought New Mexico was Mexico. No, friends, it's New Mexico, one of the United States. And so people still get that wrong. But I think one of the drawing points, so I've always thought that draws people to New Mexico, so the intersection of I-40, east and west, which, of course, is a major American highway, yeah, intersects with I-25 going north and south. Sometimes people just, like, break down in Albuquerque, and so they end up staying here. Plus, the weather isn't halfway bad. I mean, you know, as we tape this, you know, we've got terrible weather, you know, in Louisiana. We've had bizarre weather, you know, some places all around the country. In Albuquerque, even though we've had a terribly hot few months here, it doesn't get halfway bad weather.
Jeremy, we've been talking about Albuquerque and the special attraction that it has to those who are the homeless.
Yes.
Cher and I were talking a little earlier, and it's kind of amazing that you landed there in Albuquerque with what? An intention to pastor a church and $50
in
your
pocket? No, not really. That was some time before. I landed in America back in 1978. With $50 in my pocket, a one-way ticket. I had ideas of pastoring between that time, but, you know, at the time then, after I resigned the ministry, you know, in Santa Fe, I was helping out at the Air Force Base for a while. You would remember this. Back in the day when, I forgot the name of the Secretary of Defense at the time, they were making use of vacant military buildings to house the homeless and the needy. So I helped out in the ministry for a while, well, for about a month or two on Kirtland Air Force Base. I think it was in Caspar Weinberger, was it? Was Secretary of Defense. So it was the old Kirtland Air Force Base Chapel, which had a small ministry for the entire homeless family. And I helped it out for a month, and that closed down a little while later. Another ministry in Albuquerque, which would help out homeless families for a week or so, closed down also. And at the time, you know, so God reminded me that there was a need for this whole family to stay together. I heard about a then 72-acre property in Southwest Albuquerque, which was formerly a ministry called Dare New Life, the Catholic Charismatic Group, which helped out drug addicts and alcoholics. 72 acres was vacant. The ministry closed down. I went to the board and said, I believe, you know, that God wants me to start a ministry, you know, for the entire family. Would you consider leasing me some of your property? So get this, Norm. They said, well, I'll get back with us. I was scared stiff, Norm. I was like 28 years old, you know, just resigned the ministry, practically homeless again myself. He came back a week later and said, we'll give you a week's free rent on a mobile home for you and your wife and kids, 5 weeks free rent on a ministry building. After that, $650 a month. Deal? Well, normally I didn't have 650 pennies, but by faith, I said, it's a deal. And then the work began, and I started calling around people and praying, and we cleaned up the building. We even got a call from the, I believe it was the New Mexico Department of Corrections or Probation and Parole to house a family even before we were open. So that was how we began. And scary thing was, Norm, I was even doing some of the cooking.
Oh, no.
My wife will look at me now and go, probably not such a good idea. But they survived, and, you know, we grew very, very fast. And in my books, I share how sometimes if a nonprofit grows fast, you can go through growing pains. When we nearly closed down in 1990, we expanded, we got a bigger board, we got, you know, a budget. All the things that you don't think about when you want to minister, you want to help people, not have to deal with money and finances and accountants, right? But all that's part of being a responsible, you know, provider. And we grew, Norm, from nothing, literally by God's grace, to the biggest shelter mission, whatever you want to call us, in the state with no government money, because even though we're known as a lot of things, a church and ministry and agency, because of our faith-based stance, we don't take any government funding, no federal, state, county, city. We are now the biggest shelter in the state, housing as many as 300 people each night, with a yearly budget, including gifts in kind, of just over $5 million a year.
Wow, that's so great. Jeremy, we have a little bit of a history of outreach ourselves in New Mexico, and it's been up in the northwest corner of the state, up in Farmington.
Of course.
The Navajo Reservation, and you have so many Native American tribal groups in the area. Do you have any special outreach to Native Americans?
Not specifically. Just as they come in, we shelter whosoever needs a place to stay, whosoever is hungry, we take care of them. Now, there are some pretty financially troubled places in Albuquerque, and one or two of them have a high concentration of Native Americans. And so we have a couple of mobile feeding units, too, that we drive around the city every day, not both at one time, but one at a time. And we feed Natives, we feed African Americans, we feed whoever who come to us who are in need of food. Of course, along with that, let's say we actually get the gospel as well. One of the objectives of our mobile feeding unit, we call the Lifeline of Hope, is to build relationships with people so that maybe when they're out on the streets, Norm, they're not necessarily at a place where they're ready to accept some of the constraints that go in with living in a mission. So wanting to build a relationship with them so that when they come to that place, they will think of us and go, oh, those JJ people, they were out here a while ago, and so I'm really down on my luck now, so I'll give them a call.
Yeah. Well, we see the homeless certainly in the L.A. area, but I've always had a special place in my heart for Albuquerque. Traveling east and west across the country, Albuquerque's always been a very special spot for me to stop. You know, I'm wondering, what about the future? You've had 30 years now. You're making a tremendous impact in that community. You're recognized in a very positive way by, well, I would imagine, everybody in the city of Albuquerque.
It was really funny, you know, earlier today, my wife is Filipina, so we're in a Filipino restaurant just grabbing a late lunch. An American was in there, also married to Filipina, and he looks at me and he goes, oh, yeah, aren't you Jeremy Reynolds? And I, yeah. And, so we are recognized. You said for what comes up ahead, we're very thrilled. A few years ago, we had a very ambitious expansion project that was probably a little bit too ambitious for the time. But this is very cool. We have some cool things going. People can find out more on our website at joyjunction.org. We're in the middle, Norm, of expanding. And so about a year ago, we got the offer of going up to Aurora, Colorado, to look at a whole bunch of former officers' quarters, you know, like bachelor officers' quarters, mm-hmm. basically like a one-room bathroom. We have purchased a number of these. 56 of them are on site at Joy Junction. They're basically modular huts, whatever you want to call them, and they will be buttressed together into a beautiful-looking apartment complex on site, because our property is 52 acres, mm-hmm. and so it will be a brand-new complex to get people off the floor, because we have a whole bunch of people that sleep on mats on the floor. That's all we can do at the moment for some of them. And we will get them into their own room with their own rest room and help them get back in on their feet again. It's a little bit more dignity than we've been able to provide up until this point. I mean, we're doing okay now, but, you know, the more dignity we can give people and the more of the love of the Lord we can show them, even better, right?
Jeremy, I have a notation here to ask you about a book that really appeals to me. As a matter of fact, Cher and I have a couple of copies of a book that you authored. It's called Two Hearts, One Vision. It reminds me a little bit about the situation here at Compassion Radio, Cher and I.
Glad you brought up the website for that book. It's Two Hearts, One Vision, the book.com, like Compassion Radio, the movie.com, right? And
This
is a book I finished an updating of my life story, plus a number of compilations of blog postings I've written over the past year.
The subtitle on the book that you have, the title being Two Hearts, One Vision.
Yes.
The subtitle is Helping the Homeless Together. Let me ask you this. How can we be a part of the vision that the two hearts, you and your wife and all those in Albuquerque and even beyond, have for this wonderful ministry? How can we connect with you?
Yeah, there are two great ways. One is, Norm, we belong to a national and international group called the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions. That's AGRM.org. You can go online to that, and you can find out where the local rescue mission is in your community. And, of course, you can also pray for all the missions, too. That way you can have an in, and you could call them. They would direct you to a local gospel-based rescue mission in your area. I'd ask you, you know, with myself and Elmer on board, there are almost 50 staff specifically in Albuquerque, that you consider giving to us, you consider buying the book. We'd love to come out and speak also. But you would, above anything else, that you would pray for us. You know, it's a very time-consuming ministry that we both have. And obviously, even though we need money, we need buildings, we need help, we believe if we are covered and bathed in prayer, that will enable us to show even more compassion to the Lord, just like in your radio show, your Compassion Radio, your radio ministry. We want to show, just like you show compassion through your radio broadcast, we want to be able to show even more of the compassion of Jesus to everybody we meet who is hungry, homeless, and really needs to be shown in a tangible way the love of Jesus.
Jeremy, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I want to thank you, Dr. Jeremy Reynolds. You've been our guest. You're an old friend of ours, and your ministry now celebrating over 30 years. It's just been wonderful to have you on Compassion Radio. We'll be checking in with you and perhaps make a stop in Albuquerque on our way somewhere in the eastern part of the country. But
Always have a place to stay. We won't make you stay at the mission, but you always have a place to stay. We'd love to have you and take you out, you know, to eat lunch, you know, or dinner.
Well, we know there's good food right there at Joy Junction. It's been a joy to have you on Compassion Radio, Jeremy. And God bless you. It's been terrific to have you on.
Thank you all again. JoyJunction.org, and we look forward to seeing you online or hearing you on the radio.
We'll be seeing you soon. Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Thank you, Norm. God bless you.
You bet.
If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now today, when you support Compassion Radio financially, we're going to send you a copy at your request of the Psalms and Color Coloring Book, a beautifully illustrated book that contains more than 60 pages filled with gorgeous drawings for you to color with either crayons or colored pencils. There are also bookmarks and gift tags, all centered around the Psalms from the Bible, as well as blank pages for you to draw on and write down what God is saying to you through His Word. The Psalms in Color Coloring Book is the perfect gift for the person in your life who enjoys expressing their love for God through drawing and coloring. Kids 10 and older, adults, and seniors alike will love this wonderful coloring book, and we'll send you a copy at your request today as our way of saying thanks for your financial gift to Compassion Radio. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com, and when you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478, or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word compassion, COMPASSION, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.